This is CICK News. Last Thursday, Councillor Lee Ewald of the Village of Telqua shared insights ahead of his upcoming trip to the North Central Local Government Association Conference in Prince George this week. This marks Ewald's third attendance at the important gathering, where local leaders convene to voice their concerns and discuss pressing issues facing rural communities. This year, Telqua is bringing a significant late resolution focused on securing funding for small rural municipal road infrastructure, highlighting the challenges that local governments face in maintaining essential services. As he prepares to engage with fellow councillors, Ewald is eager to advocate for the needs of Telqua and explore solutions to enhance rural health services and infrastructure. Let's hear from the Village of Telqua councillor, Lee Ewald.
I am Councillor Lee Ewald from the Village of Telqua.
What is the Village of Telqua representing insofar as resolutions that you're bringing to the conference this year?
Okay, so we have a late resolution submitted, and Telqua is bringing forward a late resolution number 3 regarding small rural municipal road infrastructure funding focused on fairness, safety, and sustainability for rural communities. So small municipalities are struggling to keep up with rising infrastructure costs while roads continue deteriorating faster than local tax bases can actually support. And we find that we're forced to make critical decisions between critical infrastructure funding, you know, such as water and roads.
Are there roads in particular around Telqua that need more attention than others?
There's a couple, but all in all, I would say that all the roads need done now. It's time for them all. They're just worn down. The ditches are worn down. Everything needs done. They need lifted, they need repacked, they need sealed, and it's going to be expensive and it's challenging for small rural municipalities.
Did the Village of Telqua, did you apply for a Resource Benefit Alliance grant?
We do receive RBA funding. However, we have so many critical infrastructure points in the village that, you know, it's a small drop in a big ship.
I believe, too, that your sewer, is it the Village of Telqua that you need sewer updates? And as well, are you also trying to purchase a new fire truck there as well?
Yes, so we do need water main upgrades, actually, and that's a point of concern for us. And also, our water capacity is limited now. I believe the last time I had the numbers run across my desk, we were at 95% capacity. So, you know, we're having to choose between critical points, and we feel that our citizens deserve the best and deserve all the points of you know, critical infrastructure.
So you're talking about paving all of those roads and cleaning up the ditches as well?
So basically, we're just going to focus on the ditches and lifting the roads and getting them to, you know, a safe point. Not paving. We can't afford paving. At this point, we're just trying to do as much as we can with what we have.
Absolutely. But are there any other municipalities with the resolutions that they're presenting that you think you're really excited to be part of so that you can bring back to council?
Yes, there's actually quite a few. One that kind of caught my eye, and of course I'm speaking on behalf of myself, I can't speak on the will of council, but expansion of rural health services was brought forward by the Village of McBride, and that's something that I would like to pursue as well, because as we know, health services are hard to access, especially for rural communities like us. And, you know, for elders, transportation is always an issue. So there's barriers there as well.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague, Dan Messick, and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.